Max Meyer, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been mighty busy at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art this year and just launched a brand new video production company. Congratulations on both. But just how long have you been contemplating this new venture?
It actually just sort of happened on accident. I was incredibly lucky. It's better to be lucky than good, right? And I interviewed an incredible artist by the name of Donald Martini in the summer of 2014. And simply ask him this summer if I could go down to his studio and film him actually create the work live. And he said, sure, how about the World Trade Center? And from that point forward, it was all about the details of how to actually accomplish that.
And just start your own business at
that
point.
Yeah, right.
Good for you. What an adventure it sounds like. In your mind, how has your museum experience prepped you for this new production outlet?
It's funny, my daughters call me a storyteller, and that's basically what my job is at the museum. I do research to figure out the best way to present work in an accessible way to kids. However, I do dabble in artist interviews. It's an incredible resource to have a living artist there to talk about their work, and I just love people. There's the information that they give you, but oftentimes their personality gives you a deeper meaning of why they're trying to create those objects. And that's really my focus, is I tried to make them feel as comfortable as possible and to really share with me who they are through their nonverbal communication.
Your life experience, and certainly your experience as it grew with the museum, has led you to be in such a good place right now.
Yes.
That first project that launched your whole journey in the business with Donald Martini was quite a coup. Was it everything you expected it to be from the art standpoint, but also from the your first production job standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously incredibly intimidating, to say the least. He literally was commissioned to create two monumental paintings permanently installed in the ground floor of the World Trade Center. And it was pretty heavy. But then you switch to the visual elements and you really try to break down, what is he trying to accomplish? How can I show it to the best? And if I could take every single person to this space that's going to watch this movie, what would I point out and show them? And then just trying to capture what his work's about.
And tell his story.
And to tell his story. And basically, when you look at the work sort of radiates a feeling back to you. And it changes the way that you think and feel. That's the most amazing thing about his work. You get this giant smile on your face. There's these giant 15-foot brushstrokes. And you just have this inner exuberance.
Wow. So what did you learn with this adventure?
The biggest thing is probably about self. We're always think that our limit's here. But when you get into a project like this, your limit has to be 10 times higher.
Okay. After that kind of a kickoff, what's in the works now for Maximilian Studio?
Well, I'm working on an interview for Mark Paul Smith and his new book. I'm also working with Inkwell Advisory, which is Lisa Feder-Vitel, who placed kids in scholarships, including some kids from Fort Wayne, for the past 25 years. And she's now switching gears to give and use that knowledge to help everyday families learn how to negotiate scholarships for their kids for college. So I'm shooting a couple of videos there. And then my mentor from Tucson, Arizona, has slightly off the record, but I am able to talk about a giant commission he has in New Orleans, creating this 32-foot sculpture that is made out of washers. Pretty great.
That sounds fantastic. It also sounds like it's first come, first serve, and you're going to be doing a lot right here in the area. Is that important to you?
Yeah. Fred McKissick, who's a local writer, his mom is a Newbery Award-winning author, and they both won Coretta Scott King honors. So I'll be working with them to create some videos to help kids become better writers. And who knows what the future will hold. I mean, I know a lot of amazing people, but what's really funny is with my work with the museum, the creative industry in Fort Wayne is sort of filled with a lot of the alumni from the Scholastic program.
And gazing into the future, what are your long-term dreams for Max Meyer and Maximilian Studios?
Well, you see that there's kind of a focus between art and education. That is me. I want to change the world, and I understand that people are the most important thing. But there's also the storytelling and my love of art, and that's never going to change. I just really love the perspective that an artist gives. They look at the world. They're observers. They sit back and observe, and then they make statements. And those statements are incredibly important to society. That's my slice. That's what I like. I think right now I'm going to focus on what I know and what I'm good at. That's where I feel comfortable.
Max Meyer is Fort Wayne Museum of Art's Director of Children's Education and Regional Director of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards and founder of Maximilian Studios. Max, thank you so much for sharing some of your very precious time with us today, and keep those stories coming.
Thank you so much, Julie. It was a blast.